The two totem poles that stood for 36 years in Juneau's old Indian village have been hauled off. A work crew with a 12-ton boom truck pulled the delicate poles and hauled them to a warehouse on Tuesday. They had deteriorated badly over the years, but were taken away more or less intact. Ricardo Worrell is the president and CEO of the Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority, which owns the Gaza-hit building where the totem pole stood.
There's a lot of discussion as to what would be the best and most appropriate solution and what we're going to do with them. We even talked about letting them lie in state here in the village.
Worrell says fear of vandalism and concerns pedestrians wouldn't properly respect them have cooled that idea.
So for now, we're going to bring them to the Housing Authority warehouse, let them dry out inside the warehouse, and then we'll decide what we're going to do with it from there.
Brian Wallace was a teenager when he watched the late Edward Kuntz Sr. carve the poles. Tuesday, Wallace happened to be passing by and stopped to watch.
It's mixed emotions, you know, see something like this, and I don't know how well it could be restored or if it's going to go back to the spirit of the forest.
Worrell says parts may be salvaged for indoor display. Meanwhile, a pair of Haida carving brothers that the Alaska Heritage Institute commissioned have completed the new totem poles and nearly finished the new screen that will replace the warehoused ones. Worrell says the target date for raising the new poles is September 29th.